We are here today with Kate Harrison, who created Little Yarrow, a beautiful natural brand that we will be showcasing in Wild and Free boxes. And so we thought we would have a chat with her about her products and her brand. So welcome, Kate.
Hi, Carrie. Thanks for having me.
Let's start by just talking about you and your business and maybe why you got into creating this business in the first place.
Yep. So I'm a qualified naturopath and a herbalist. I'm also a mother. So when I created Little Yarrow, in my mind I wanted to be focused mainly on women and children's health in particular, and with the goal of making herbal medicine and herbal remedies more accessible to people, and just teaching people about natural lifestyle through using plant-based medicine. So ingredients, I'd say 99% of the ingredients are all organically sourced, and I create them in small batches in order to preserve the medicinal qualities.
That sounds awesome. And why is the organic lifestyle important to you?
I think especially just in this day and age now, you know, our lifestyle now is so different to past generations. There's so much more toxins and chemicals just in our environment, in our food, in our products. And I just think, you know, there's so much research coming out now about the high exposure to all of these toxins and the effects on our health. I was actually just reading right before this interview, clicked on something, and it was an article about all of these new chemicals that are being found in the cord blood of babies, which is really shocking actually to read that, just that they're constantly finding all of these new chemicals that were never found before through, you know, different things like Teflon pans and different skincare products. And yeah, it's quite upsetting really and shocking just to see that how, you know, it's just everywhere. And so I really think that all it takes is some small changes and you can really reduce that exposure to yourself and your family. So I just, yeah, I think it's really important.
And just a little tangent from that, in really simple terms, how does having your herbal remedy as organic make it kind of maintain that medicinal property like you talked about?
So when they're growing the herbs, if just similar to growing food really, that trying to look after the crop of the herbs, and some herbs are grown with pesticides and chemicals. So having the organic herbs when they're sourced, they're not going to be having all these chemicals in the process. So you're getting that more pure plant product, which preserves the medicinal benefits, whether it's anti-inflammatory properties, or if it's an astringent, or whatever the properties are, you're going to be getting a more higher quality product.
Yeah, that's awesome that you've put that in your product, so that we know when we're sharing it with people who buy our boxes, they're getting the best quality that they possibly can for them and their babies. So what inspires you?
Lots of things really. I think I'm a real big learner. Like I really love just learning about everything and gaining new skills, and just more, a lot of self-development kind of stuff. I guess I'm always reading and looking at workshops and looking how I can better myself and my skills. And I think learning through studying, but also experience. So I'm really attracted as well just to meeting different people and that are also similar. They just love learning, and travel as well, I guess, is another thing that I'm really attracted to, because you're really putting yourself out of your comfort zone and you're learning so much about, you know, other cultures and philosophies and different practices and lifestyles. So I think all of that really inspires me, because there's no end to it. It's, you're never going to get to that point where you think, oh, I know everything. You're never going to get to that point. So that's why I think it's just inspiring, because it's like it's a lifelong journey that you can go on and share with others.
Mm. Yeah, that's awesome. Mm. What made you want to be part of Wild and Free Boxes?
I just love the whole concept of trying to make the organic lifestyle and natural products available to people, especially people that may be a bit new, I guess. They don't really know much about the alternatives to products out there, and I think it's a really great opportunity just to showcase the best that they're used, and you know, you've used them, you've tried them, you've sorted out what you like and what you don't like. So instead of wasting money on just trying kind of, I'll try this, I'll try that, they're getting the best of the crop and really helping that transition into a more natural lifestyle. And I think it's so important, especially not only just for adults but for children and newborn babies especially, that are so, you know, they're just so sensitive. And I think that it's just great that that it's just offering the best of these natural products and really helping to introduce the natural lifestyle to families.
Mm. Well, thank you. That was a very kind compliment, and we're definitely glad to have you on board. I think we share a similar philosophy in that it's all about making these products more accessible to the general public and not so expensive that they're unaffordable either. So, we're so glad to have you in our boxes.
I think that's the thing as well, that a lot of people, they think, oh, organic or natural, it's too expensive. I'll just buy, just whatever I can find at the supermarket. But it's really not, and you can find ways to make it work. And in the end of the day, it really is worth it as well. Just the quality is so much more higher. And when you find your favourites, the favourites as well, you just keep going back to them and wonder how you would ever, you know, go back to, you know, all the toxic products. So it's definitely
I often wonder, really, you're saving money maybe in the moment, but what is that doing to your health, and what price are you willing to pay for your health or your child's health? And for me, that was a big driver in creating these boxes, because I want the cleanest possible products for my babies and while I'm pregnant. So I'm sure there are other mums who feel the same way. Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
All right. Do you have one organic product that you just can't live without?
I would say, living in, especially now being summer, in the hot Aussie summer, and having both my family kind of Irish descendant, that very, you know, skin that's definitely not very sun-friendly, the Whatnot natural sunscreen. I just carry it around just every day, and I am be quite strict about putting it on, especially on my son, because I think just the skin cancer rates and the damage for the sun, I think we can get a bit relaxed about it, but it's really important. And just reading about a lot of other sunscreens and how, you know, they might be cheap sunscreens, and they might be kind of easier to spray on, or, you know, they come in a packaging that's a bit more easy to apply, I guess, but they're just really junky, just so much junk. And you're reading, you know, read a lot about all this nanoparticle stuff now that's coming out in sunscreens, and I just think I'm really glad that I've found a good sunscreen that I've tried. I use it all the time, and just that Whatnot in particular, actually, if I have to have a second one, it'll be their wipes. I use them, the Whatnot wipes and the sunscreen pretty much go in my bag wherever I go with my skin. They're definitely like my must essentials.
Yeah, awesome. Yeah, we love those too as well. Yeah, we definitely have Whatnot in some of our boxes, because they're just such a good standard product. You know, the wipes are so handy, and we always need wipes. And like you say, in Australia, we need a good quality sun cream. So, yeah. Okay, let's get back to your business a little more. How did you find the process of creating a business that was organic, and how do you ensure that your products are truly organic?
Well, at the start, it was more the decision about, do I you know, do I buy, obviously buying the organic raw materials, it's more expensive, therefore the products need to be a bit more expensive. So it was making that choice, you know, hoping that people would value and understand why they might be a bit more expensive because they are organic. Mm. So it was making that decision, and then it was finding suppliers. And luckily I know a lot of, you know, local Australian suppliers as well, that they do have, you know, they do have organic herbs and materials. So whether it's buying the raw herbs, for example, calendula, or if it's the oils, like using olive oil or macadamia oil, and the waxes and things like that that might go into the balms, or the liquid herbal tinctures that might, you know, like passion flower that might go into a tincture. It's just ensuring that I'm consciously purchasing the organic ones as opposed to the non-organic ones.
Mm. So. Yeah, yeah. I think definitely for many businesses it becomes a price point, isn't it? That,
yeah, definitely. Because they are more expensive, but I think, you know, the quality really is there. So it is, would you prefer to have a cheaper product that the quality is just not there, or pay a bit more and you know that you're getting a really good product?
Yeah, I think there's a growing awareness and a shift towards paying a bit extra for the better quality, because people are noticing the difference in their own bodies when they use quality products. So, yeah, that's really good. I think you've hit the nail on the head.
Yeah.
What makes your brand unique?
I would say being a herbalist myself, just that extensive knowledge of, you know, the herbal properties and the uses for them, and when it comes to products that are more tailored towards women's health and pregnancy and children as well, knowing what herbs are safe and what aren't, because there are herbs that you can't use on children and there are herbs that, you know, you can't use in pregnancy. So I think having that extensive training and knowledge in what is safe and what's not, and the dosing, and just the application of, you know, the benefits and the actions of the remedies as well. So I think being a herbalist myself, that would make it unique, as opposed to, you know, there's a lot of other companies out there, you know, that aren't created by trained herbalists. Also just creating them in small batches as well, as opposed to big factory manufacturing processes. They are all made in small batches, and also just that they're the focus on the women's health. I also try and prepare them in a more traditional way as well, so which is why they are created in small batches. So traditionally a lot of remedies are created with the moon cycles, so similar, if anyone's familiar with biodynamic farming, which is also similar as well with the moon, which just helps to ensure the potency of the herbs as well, so, and their final product. So I would say that those points are what would make Little Yarrow unique.
I was just going to ask you about the moon, stemming from one of your Instagram posts that I saw. According to the moon, you were starting to create some new herbs, and hoping that you could explain that a little bit more. So that makes more sense that, you know, the moon affects the tides. We know it affects our children. Why would it not affect the growth of herbs and how they affect the body? It just, when you think about it, it makes sense. So that's really awesome that you have gone back to the biodynamic, more traditional methods for the sake of your customers' health.
It's really fascinating. Like even just plants in general, you know, the best time to plant, or, you know, to create, and then how, when the moon is, you know, so you're planning on the new moon, and then as the moon's waxing and getting stronger as it leads up to the full moon, that, you know, that energy and the magnetic pull and everything, that's affecting the plants and the harvest. And so that's when usually, you know, whether you're finishing the herbal remedy, like it's been, you know, for example, infusing herbs into oils, so you'd let them soak, you'd let them infuse for that 10-day period, and then you'd bottle it and you'd finish it and prepare it after that time, which is a similar time when traditionally with biodynamic farming, people would go out and they would harvest, you know, their tomatoes and their plants and everything because they know that they're at their optimum time as opposed to after full moon starts to wane and the energy of the moon starts to decline. So yeah, it's really fascinating. It's there's a lot of information out there. It's interesting about how the moon affects just all aspects of life, really.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Now,
have you got any exciting plans for your business this year?
I'm looking at introducing some kits later on in the year, so it's more a matter of just working out the themes for the different kits to create, just to make it a bit more easier, because often there's a lot of themes throughout my remedies, so if I can bundle them to make them easier to give as probably more specifically gifts. So if you've got, you know, a friend or family member who's pregnant, or just general women's health things as well, I think it would be nice to have some little gift boxes that you can give to people. So that's something that I'm working on at the moment, but it probably won't be available till later on in the year.
Yeah, that's a great idea.
Yeah.
Cool. So we're coming towards the end of our interview. Do you have any tips for our listeners who are transitioning into a more organic and natural lifestyle?
Yeah, I think sometimes for people it can just seem really overwhelming, like, oh, I can't do this, I can't have that, and it's just all too hard kind of attitude. And I think rather than focusing on what you can't have and what you can't do and what's bad, focus on what you can have and what you can include, and try and include that as much as possible. And then before you know it, all the good stuff will crowd out, you know, the not so good stuff, and you'll just make that seamless transition without it being a stressful one.
Yeah, that's a really good point.
Because otherwise it can just seem overwhelming, because there's so much information out there about toxins and chemicals and what products to use or your food, and it can seem all a bit too much sometimes. So I think just focusing on, you know, what you can do rather than what you can't is a good place to start.
And taking small steps. You don't have to change your whole house overnight, but you know, one thing at a time can make a really big difference.
Yeah, you don't have to go and just, you know, chuck out everything in your bathroom. It might be as simple as, all right, well, when I run out of this deodorant, I'll go and buy a natural one. And, you know, well, then when I run out of my shampoo, I'll go and buy a natural one. Slowly you'll just start to replace everything without a big stressful transition.
Yeah, definitely. And lastly, do you have a quote that you live by?
I have a few quotes, but I think one lately, I've been reading a lot of Roald Dahl with my son, and I read it the other day and I just thought that's so sweet. Like, it's just a real sweet little quote, and it's let me just remember it. So it's if you have good thoughts, they will shine out of your face like sunbeams and you will always look lovely. And I think that's really sweet, and I think to me that means just about, you know, we just need more people in the world who are just trying to be the best version of themselves and make a positive impact, not only on their own lives but with other people. And I think, you know, it all just with a positive thought and a positive intention. And I think some of the most amazing people I've met, you know, they just have just this beautiful energy of just wanting to always be the best version of themselves and just make a positive impact on the world with their service and their words and their actions. And I just think it's just a really nice, special thing. So yeah, I think that quote kind of sums that up, really, that it all just begins with, you know, a positive thought and a positive intention.
Yeah, it's kind of really simple but really profound, the impact it can have on your life.
Yeah, definitely.
Well, thank you so much for joining me today, Kate. I can definitely attest to the quality of her products, having used a lot of them on myself and with my own son. So I'm really excited to share these products with you guys in our boxes. If you want to know more about Kate, is Instagram the best place to find you?
Yeah, Instagram at Little Yarrow, and then there's links to websites and everything on there, but that's the main platform I'm regularly on.
Yeah, beautiful. Thank you again, Kate.
Thanks for having me, Carrie.